3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is toasty, and there's the potential for thunderstorms, heavy thunderstorms, and perhaps even more flooding. Gosh, I hate to say that. I mean, but following what's going on down in Petersburg, I'm sure most of us have probably seen the images. If not, let me suggest you visit our friends over there at 8 News. They've got some pretty powerful video that is up there. Anybody down in that area? If you are a Petersburger, or you head into Petersburg, or you've seen some of the flooding, and I guess it was the river had crested and come over the banks in some places, but not come over the banks in other places. Do me a favor, because obviously I'm in Hanover. Best place on God's green earth. But I'm in Hanover. I'm not down in Petersburg. If you are down that way, you don't have to send me photos. But I'm just curious. Give me a shout, if you would, on the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. If you've been down in that area, I mean, it just sounds like it's really, really a tough situation. And again, with the possibility of additional thunderstorms this evening and additional heavy rain, it could be even worse. We got hit here in the center of the universe with hours of lightning and thunder, but no rain. It was like the pregame show or the opening act or the warm-up, however you want to describe it, the appetizer. Hours of lightning that was clearly pretty close. I was transfixed. I sat there. I wasn't looking at a screen of any sort. I was just looking out the window, and the lightning was an amazing show. And every couple of minutes there'd be something popping up on my phone. The closest lightning strike is within 10 miles. Ugh, a little too close for comfort. And then all the thunder. Poor Charlie, he's not happy with thunder. He does not like thunder. Pixie doesn't care. Pixie is blissfully unaware that there is anything going on in the world. Well, I guess I could just stop there, because that's kind of where it ends. If she can look at me, because I am her favorite human, I'm going to get a shirt that says that. I am her favorite human. If she's looking at me, she's happy. It's everybody should have someone who looks at them the way that Pixie looks at me. Your gazer might also be an 11-pound chihuahua. Not really great for starting a family or anything, but, look in the human realm first. Maybe somebody gazes at you like that, and then you think, huh, I should buy that lady a cup of coffee or a cocktail or something. So we've got a lot weather-wise that we have to be aware of. We'll talk about all of it. We've got Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor. He's dropping by at 5:35. Yet another Supreme Court decision that is a victory for President Trump. I think that's great. The problem is that you then have, almost immediately as one victory comes down from the Supreme Court, another one of these local district judges, the federal judges, not knocking them, believe me, they've achieved far more than I have, but they're local district judges at the federal level, and they're ruling on things like they were elected president. Somebody needs to remind them they were not. Apparently, that's going to fall to the Supreme Court, but they have such egos. Part of the reason their egos are so over the top is that it's a lifetime appointment. It's like getting tenure at some colleges. It's next to impossible to remove one of these folks. One of the ways you could remove them without going through that whole impeachment process is if Congress, which is responsible for setting up these districts, it's not the Supreme Court, it's not the president, it's Congress. If they went in there and said, well, we're going to cut the number of districts, because they could do it tomorrow. They could cut whatever the number is, 15, 20, they could cut it down to 5. They could also go in and say, we've decided we're not going to fund as many federal judges. So, according to seniority or something else, I don't know, we're going to cut X number of judges from the rolls. They can do it tomorrow. They won't, but they could. just so you know. And this would be, it wouldn't be just a partisan issue. You would have folks on either side, so that includes my team, saying, well, I don't think it's a good idea. Why? Because they've got some friendly judges. Everybody has got some sort of a friendly judge. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Joe at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, says, hey, Jeff, did you see Maryland Governor Wes Moore is being celebrated for giving Maryland employees $20,000 plus $300 for each year of service to leave? I wonder where he earned that money. Yeah. I don't want Virginia to become Maryland. I'm just going to tell you that flat out. I do not want Virginia to become Maryland. And if you're going to vote for Abigail Spanberger, you're going to turn our Commonwealth into Maryland. Her latest commercial has dropped. If you've not seen the latest from CIA Abby, it has her dad. I think her dad was a police officer somewhere at some point, if I recall. And then it talks about her service in law enforcement, which is true. She spent a brief period of time with the United States Postal Inspection Service. And she was a federal agent for a brief period of time and then went and joined the CIA. It's all fine as far as I'm concerned. I don't have any problem with that. I salute her for serving in each of those capacities. They're both important roles. My question would be, and I don't know that I'll ever have the opportunity to ask the question, but my question would be, well, ma'am, why did you turn your back on cops? Why did you turn your back on law enforcement officers? Why are you continually taking the side of violent criminals instead of taking the side of law enforcement officers? Because that's what she's done. That's what her career has been. Standing with the very worst criminal element and defending them, and at the same time, really closing her eyes to any and all concerns that law enforcement officers have. How many people are going to believe her latest commercial? I bet you a boatload will. Whole slew of folks are going to look at that and go, aw, isn't that sweet? She's got her daddy doing a commercial for her. Aw. And I don't know, maybe your dad's a nice guy. I have no idea. She, on a personal basis, is very friendly and chatty. I don't take that away from her. I mean, I think she's full of crap. I know she's full of crap. But that doesn't mean she's not a nice person. There are people that you can have a conversation with, very friendly conversation. Even as you know, they're advocating for things that are bad or they're just lying through their teeth. But you still have a great conversation with them. She's one of those people. And she would absolutely, positively destroy what Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Sears have been able to accomplish over the last 4 years in the executive and legislative worlds. And she would go full bore, let me tell you. If Jason Biares is not reelected as Attorney General, God help us all. Oh, what an utter disaster that Jay Jones is waiting in the wings. Waiting in the wings to turn it all over to criminals. Cop haters. I get it that, you know, some people don't like police for some reason. I am also not quite sure why, but okay. But they don't. I don't know that I can change their minds. I just take a look at what's really going on. That's all. All right. Real fast here. If, in fact, you're down in Petersburg or that area or you've seen it, just do me a favor. Send me a quick text over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. We've got tickets for John Fogerty. John Fogerty is coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series. As you know, that's at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I am a frequent patron. Heidi and I love the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series. That's my buddy Matt Krieger who puts it on. In fact, Matt's going to be with us, right? Yeah, about 20 minutes from now, Matt's going to drop by. because there's still all sorts of wonderful acts coming to town. John Fogerty on August the 1st. Let's give those tickets away at 5:20 this afternoon, Germ. 5:20 this afternoon, I will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for John Fogerty. Again, the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, August the 1st at the Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:19, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, we're probably going to see more thunderstorms rolling through. I know, well, it's July and it's central Virginia. How are we doing, somebody asked. Jeff, how are you doing with Team Katz for the big Fatherhood Foundation event? Well, believe it or not, we are still the only team without a sponsor for our jerseys. Ain't that a blip? I got all sorts of people all over the place saying, yeah, we're happy to help. Yeah, we want to make a donation. Hey, I mean, you take a look at this. I've got Jake's Place donating $2 for each and every Jeff Katz sandwich they sell to the Fatherhood Foundation. Oh, by the way, first... I said by the way. Remember I said yesterday, by the way. All right, well, anyway, it's just a variation on by the way, isn't it? And that's another bad one. $5 for the first 20 tomato pies they sell. That's it. Okay. The Pie Safe Baking Company, that's my pal Laura Sylvester. She's ponying up as well. Man, in a big way, too. She is donating $5 for each bag of Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies and $15 for each of the Julia Katz strawberry shortcakes. Goes right to the Fatherhood Foundation. And pumpkin bread. Everybody seems to love pumpkin bread. Especially Heidi, because all she can think of is Halloween. Pumpkin. She's obsessed with pumpkins. That's why she married me. So those are $2 for every pumpkin bread. And I'll keep letting you know on social media where Laura and the Pie Safe Baking Company are going to be. Beaver Dam Grill has also said we're going to donate the money from our appetizers. And as soon as I get a location for them, I'll let you know that. Who else? Speaking with Stan Andruski earlier today. Stan is going to be doing a big sponsorship for the Fatherhood Foundation. He's going to be, I think he's buying the thing called the Coach, special level of sponsorship. So I got all this stuff rolling in. We got so many people trying to help out, and I'm still looking for somebody to step up and put their big-time business logo on our jerseys. I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying. I'm looking. So, I mean, if that's you, let me know. I'd love to have you do it. And if not, then, I'm once again going to be yelled at by Chris Beach of the Fatherhood Foundation. Joe Biden's doctor is now refusing to answer questions. Why? Why? See, Congressman Comer, Jim Comer, is holding these hearings about what seems to be a gigantic fraud perpetrated upon the American people by Joe Biden and his enablers and handlers, you know, the string pullers, the puppet masters. Because pretty clear he didn't actually do the stuff he said he was doing or you and I thought he was doing. It was people around him. And it comes back to this so-called auto pen. Well, not a big deal, Jeff. Everybody does that, was the argument. Except... it turns out that those last-minute pardons, how many were there, Germ? I lost track of them, 1,000, some ridiculous number. Those pardons were ordered to be signed by the auto pen by a staff member. That staff member's actually said he was the one who did it, but he got, quote, verbal instructions from the president. Except for one. Do you know whose pardon Joe Biden signed personally without the auto pen? You may want to go get your shocked faces. No, this is coming right out of left field. Do you know which one he signed for real with his own shaky, almost unreadable signature? Hunter Biden's pardon. He signed his son Hunter Biden's pardon all by his lonesome. Probably got extra pudding or a cookie or something. But that one, for some reason, he signed personally for the son. I wonder why that is. is. Huh. Weird. Weird, weird, weird. Anyway. All right. I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that somebody at some point was trying to, I don't want to say cook the books, but taking a look closely at what might hold up to scrutiny and what might not hold up to scrutiny. So a lot of those folks who got the last-minute pardons, they, I don't know that they're going back to prison. I don't know if there's really any sort of a revocation that could happen. I have no idea, but they might want to start looking at countries that don't have extradition treaties with the United States of America. Because about the only one who's on as solid a footing as you can get would be, yeah, exactly. That's right. Yep, Hunter Biden. Go figure.
Come on, man.
Well, it's you and your hairy legs, dude. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You got those weird hairy
legs. Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
I don't even want to venture a joke going down that aisle, do you? Oh, my God, that's twisted. Twisted. Hey, coming up at 3:35. Nice, relaxing break from everything political and all the rest of it. Just talking about fun stuff. My pal Matt Krieger puts on the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series, and he'll be with us at 3:35. I love it. It is 3:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Now, we're holding steady right around that 90-degree mark, and as you've heard with Matt DiNardo and the team from 8 News, possibility of showers, possibility of thunderstorms. There's always a possibility of thunderstorms and showers in central Virginia during the summer. I think we've all come to understand that and accept it, but there it is in the background. For anybody who might be newer to the area. And if you're newer to the area, I'm hoping somebody told you about the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series. Great series of concerts at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Heidi and I are regular patrons. The acts themselves, the performers, are always first rate. And my buddy Matt Krieger is the guy behind all of it now. And I'm always happy when Matt's got a couple of moments for us. Matt, thank you for being here, sir.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
It's great to hear your voice. Now, you are right in the middle of concert season, which means that you are probably exhausted, but nonetheless, stepping up to the plate and letting us know what's going on. So what have we got this year in Doswell? And then I want to talk about what you're doing in Chesterfield and the tribute stuff on Thursdays. God, at Innsbruck, man. It's just so cool.
Yeah, we have two shows this coming week. I just got to start off with what's first and foremost in my radar here. But yeah. The Thursday show is at the Innsbruck Tribute Thursdays shows that you mentioned, and that's Yachtly Crew at Innsbruck. Yachtly Crew is a great band. 80s night, throwback night. We got a food court out there. Just gates are 5 p.m. Get out there early and enjoy yourselves. And then Friday night at the bigger venue, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours in Doswell, we have Russell Dickerson on Friday night. Doors are 5:30 for that event. And you want to get out there early for that event, just if you have a GA lawn ticket so you can spot up in the field for a good spot on the field for the show.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the GA tickets. Listen, I don't think there's a bad seat in the house, but I do think there are one or two better seats that are available. Is there anything left for somebody who's thinking, oh, man, I should have signed up at the beginning of the season or what have you? Anything in either of those, you know, the pavilion areas?
So for the show Friday night for Russell Dickerson, there are definitely some closer seats to the stage and our reserved seating area.
Great.
You'll want to check out those seats probably before the GA lawn if you're a bigger fan of the artist. Mm-hmm. And then there's also upgrades as well. And the best way to do that is to buy the inexpensive GA lawn ticket and then pick the upgrade of your choice. Several options, and one of the options is the Sky Suite, which includes a full dinner. But some of the other options, which are even, you know, a little less expensive, like the party porch are available, and all of them have some perks to it. It's just a better night experience if you're really looking for something more than just a GA lawn ticket.
Matt Krieger is joining us. He's the guy. He's the guy behind the entire Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series up in Doswell, the great tributes in Innsbruck, and so much more. You mentioned that Sky Suite, Matt, and I mention it to friends all the time because they talk about, well, I'm going to go to this show. We really love this artist. We should probably go out to dinner first. And Heidi and I just leap into the conversation like, no. Here's what you do. You upgrade to the Sky Suite. You're eating there. You're watching the show. One of the best seats ever. You know, it's like one stop shopping.
Well, we like having you there, Jeff. When I get to run into you and have a conversation, I really treasure those moments because, as you know, on show day, I'm very busy. So
yeah, you are. I'm shocked that you're even stand. Well, I guess I don't know if you're standing still right now. You might be in motion as we speak. So we spoke a little bit about what's happening in Doswell, a little bit about Innsbruck. What about Southside? What about Chesterfield?
So, you know, we had a great experience in Chesterfield, Jeff. We actually moved the Chesterfield series to Innsbruck. So
perfect.
That's become what Innsbruck is, and we are rocking out with these tribute Thursday shows. Yali Crew is this Thursday, July 17th. And then next Thursday, July 24th, a familiar band that was in Chesterfield last year is Rumors, the Ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show. And that's a pretty big show. That's selling tickets. So if folks want to go see Rumors next Thursday, July 24th, they should buy their tickets sooner rather than later for the Innsbruck show.
That is a great band. Not that you have bad bands or lesser bands, but the Rumors folks, that was one heck of a show. Heidi and I both went to that last year in Chesterfield. Right now, we talk about buying these tickets, Matt. Where do people go to buy the tickets?
Yes. So for Doswell, it's afterhoursconcertseries.com. And for the Innsbruck venue, it's afterhoursinnsbruck.com. Okay. And, you know, we try to keep it pretty simple for our patrons. So if they go to either website and view all After Hours events, then whether you're on one website or the other, you'll see all of the events at Doswell and at Innsbruck.
Wow. All right. So that's what's coming up in the near term. What about longer term? Because, I mean, we're only the middle of July. This thing's going to go on and on for a little bit.
Yeah. So for After Hours concerts in Doswell, Virginia, coming down the pipeline Wednesday, July 30th is Foreigner. And 2 days after Foreigner, it's legendary rocker John Fogerty. You know, he just turned 80 years old not too long ago and doesn't take a break.
Unbelievable. 80 years old. Man.
Doesn't sit down at all. He just plays from the moment he takes the stage to the moment he gets off the stage. It's never a break for him. And yeah, as you said, we go right on through August. Sam Hunt is Sunday, August 17th in Doswell. Chase Rice is Saturday, August 30th. And Dustin Lynch is Friday, September 19th in Doswell. So we have a full slate in Doswell. And, of course, with the tribute bands at Innsbruck, you really can pick and choose. You can go to both of our venues and enjoy yourselves.
Oh, you sure can. You sure? In fact, I got to tell you, I'm going to warn you, and you probably got to warn the people at Innsbruck. Heidi and I have been looking at each other and looking at the rundown, and we're thinking, you know what we're really going to do, because it's going to be fun. We're probably going to get, I don't want to say decked out, but if we're going to see a tribute band that's a bit of a throwback, I think we might wear some throwback stuff, if you know what I mean.
You know, Jeff, that's a great idea, and one of the tribute shows that you could do that at is probably Thursday, August 7th, with a tribute to ABBA, the concert.
There you go.
If you never had the chance to see that one, Jeff, it's well worth the dollar there.
Yeah.
They just go all out, and it's almost like you're hearing the real band.
I love it. I love it. Well, Matt, one more time, if you don't mind, give everybody those websites, because you're right. You could do both Doswell and Innsbruck. Mix it up if you want to. You got 1 week where you're thinking that's the venue, and you think, oh, my God, Innsbruck, you're just going to call up friends that you've known for a while. Everybody kind of hangs out with some of the music that you remember. But give us those websites again, if you would.
So for Doswell, it's afterhoursconcertseries.com. For Innsbruck, it's afterhoursinnsbruck.com.
Okay. Well, I am going to share that on social media as well. I hope that's okay, Matt, because I want to make sure that we are either at sellouts or as close to sellouts as is humanly possible at both places, because they're both great venues, and Lord knows you bring in the best.
That's right, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you soon. Tell your dad I said hi. That is Matt Krieger. Matt is the guy behind these concert series, and they are great, great fun. The shows at Doswell are big names. Let me tell you, all major names. Heidi and I have seen some of the biggest names, now that we think about it, right there in Doswell. And you really can sit anywhere. The general admission is fine. They have reserved seating. And then you can upgrade the that whole porch area is a nice one. Heidi and I have treated ourselves a few times. We go to the Sky Suite. And when you do the Sky Suite, the thing is you don't have to go somewhere else for dinner. You don't have to go somewhere else to have a cocktail. It's all right there. And it's, well, pardon the pun, but it's sweet, the Sky Suite. So that's a great one. And then if you're just kind of in that mood, right, like a throwback mood, check out those tribute bands in Innsbruck. Those are Thursday evenings. You could probably break out your old platform shoes if you really, really, really wanted to scare people. You could certainly break out some of the older attire if you want to be looking like, well, you looked, and not actually scare anybody. But those are the two opportunities. So I would definitely look for those opportunities. And again, try and do the upgrade, because that upgrade is just, it's just going to make your night that much more special. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 350, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I just saw that my friends Wayne and April at Classic Coffee and Tea in Ashland are doing a book signing this Saturday with a local author. Now, I will confess, I don't have a familiarity with the author, but it doesn't matter. They're local. They've written a book. I'm going to go down and get myself a copy of the book. I'm going to make sure that they sign it to me. I love supporting local folks. I just really do. It's part of the reason I love Central Virginia so much. I had a chance the other day to catch up with Brian Satterwhite. If the name Satterwhite sounds familiar, it should. It should. His dad, Ray Satterwhite, passed away 4 years ago. It says, I mean, there are days that it seems like it was yesterday, and there's some days you think, oh yeah. Ray was just a good, solid dude. He was a Marine. Had been the Aeris Electrolux guy in Central Virginia for years and years and years. And Heidi and I, through the years, have actually become big fans of that product. We've got two of the vacuums. We've got two of the air cleaning devices. And they're fantastic. And you know what? Every once in a while, you take them in. Like we had a vacuum that had a clog. I'm just sharing because I always share. And so I went over there, and Brian's just an absolute delight. Bill helps him out in the store. Bill is actually, it's amazing to me. He's 90 years old. He hired Brian's dad. And it's just a great place. If you are looking to make sure that your house is clean and the air is fresh and all that other good stuff, go over and check out Aeris Electrolux in the West End. Jeff, they're not the cheapest vacuum cleaners. You're absolutely correct. They're not. It's an investment, and we have found that it's well worth the investment. It's weird, too. Heidi's mom, my mother-in-law, she still has an Electrolux vacuum that she has had, I guess, from the time she got married. The vacuum cleaner's got to be 65 years old, I guess. 65 years old, and it works. And I shared with Brian this weird thing. I said, you know, it's like a member of the family, which sounds bizarre, but Heidi and her siblings grew up seeing her mom with that vacuum cleaner in the house. My kids, the other grandkids as well, grew up seeing mum vacuuming with that vacuum cleaner. Maybe that's part of the reason, but it's great stuff. All right, that's all. I don't know how I went off on a vacuum cleaner tangent, but I do love the Satterwhites, and I do love the Electroluxes, and they do a great job. All right, I said earlier, Heidi is all about pumpkins, so pumpkin bread from the Pie Safe Baking Company, Laura Sylvester, high on her list, and you know that Laura's donating $2 for each of those pumpkin breads to my effort with the Fatherhood Foundation. I said, well, she loves pumpkins. Heidi does. Probably why she married me. Somebody said, Jeff, you're not really a pumpkin. You're more of a jack-o'-lantern. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Ken in Chesterfield says, Mr. Katz. Oh, don't do that. That was my dad, Jeff. Mr. Jones, the Dem running for AG, is running against Trump. That's true. Advocating for abortion. That's true. At least in the ad I saw. No, that's true, Ken. He doesn't talk at all about his contempt for cops or his embrace of the criminal element. Oh, shocking. 804 says, Jeff, it is pouring and flooding in RBA again. 804 another says, Jeff, I didn't hear you mentioning the RBA amphitheater now, the Allianz amphitheater. Are you and your bride avoiding going downtown? We are not. We are not. Heidi has seen a number of concerts now at the at that Allianz amphitheater. I've not been down there. I haven't seen an act come up that I wanted to go see. Heidi and I have very, very, very different musical tastes. Oh, my gosh, are they very different musical tastes. But it is what it is. And so, no, I have not been down to the new amphitheater as of yet. Nanny Jan in Tuckahoe says, hey, Jeff, just came into town on Brook Road. At the post office, flooding down where you go past the railroad tracks, it was gushing. Must have been an open manhole in the road because it was coming out, wow, at least 5 foot high heavily. There were two cars stuck there. I took a left, came around the roundabout, but there's water pooled all in the sides of most roads. I've never seen that before, but it is sunny now. Wow. There's some nasty weather going on right now. Just a lot of crazy weather. Petersburg obviously got slammed yesterday. I didn't hear about Colonial Heights or Hopewell, so it might have just been Petersburg out of the Tri-Cities. Up here, we got a couple of hours of lightning and thunder. We did get rain. We got a lot of rain. And right now it's sunny. So you just have to be on guard all the time. You know that, right? It's just the way the weather is in our neck of the woods right about now. You deal with it. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure you're listening to my buddy Rich Herrera and Richmond's Morning News. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.